talking about homemade bread, the store, the other kind you'd call, there's homemade bread and?
Light bread.
Okay.
I mean,
you use light bread?
Light bread for yeast breads that's bought.
Uh-huh. But you also said your mother made light bread.
Yes,
right?
She made light bread.
Something with a hole in the middle is called a
donut.
Would it have to have a hole in the middle to be a donut?
Yeah.
And now you mentioned pancakes. What, have they ever called anything else?
Fritters.
A corn fritter
and a hoe cake's the same thing, but we didn't call it corn fritter, we call it hoe cake. Pancakes, we didn't call them flapjacks, but I think that's another name for it.
If you had 1 pound of flour and added two more, then you'd have?
3 pounds.
All right, and the stuff that makes bread rise is?
Baking powder.
Or?
Soda.
In the cake.
Yeast.
Yeah. And the center of an egg is, the color is?
Yellow.
And it's called?
The yolk.
All right. And if you put eggs in water for 3 minutes, you'd have?
Soft-boiled egg.
And what if you opened them up for the same period of time, you dropped the eggs in the boiling water?
Poached egg.
All right. Now, the meat between the hog's shoulder and its ham?
Side meat.
Okay. Now,
middling
all right,
is another word for it.
The middling's the whole thing, right? I mean, like a slab would be a.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, would you ever now, that would that be the same thing as a slab of bacon? A middlin.
A middlin slab of bacon, side meat.
All right, and then if the kind of meat that you might just has just a little bit of lean in it.
Streaking.
Okay, how about meat that has no lean in it at all that you might use in cooking?
Now we didn't call it fatback. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, we didn't at home, but it must have been a pretty common usage because fatback and I've heard sow belly.
Mm-hmm. That's all the same thing, though. I mean,
the fatback, I think, is the thick middling part that grows up toward up on the top of the hog, and underneath it's thin, and the streaks, the lean streaks, is found in the part of the hog that grows down underneath, I think.
Okay. Now that meat, when it's when you take the meat from the middling, and after it's cured, what do you call smoked salted pork? You know, from the middling.
Bacon.
All right. And if you slice it, and do you call it the same thing if after it's sliced and used with eggs?
Bacon.
Rather than you don't use the term breakfast bacon.
Yes, I guess we do say breakfast bacon rather than just bacon.
And the part of the bacon that has to be cut off, not you don't bother this, but when you cure
the rind.
You know. And the man who cuts meat is a
butcher.
And hog and ground up pork that is
sausage.
You know. And if meat is left out too long, it's
spoiled.
All right. And when they slaughter a hog and they take the meat off the head and grind that up with
sauce meat. Did you ever eat any sauce meat?
Sure.
You like?
Yeah, sauce meat, and there's some of these other things I'm going to ask you about too that I've been introduced to since moving to Georgia. Cornmeal from the juice of sauce meat. Have you ever heard of head cheese?
Yes.
Is that different from sauce meat?
Well, I don't really know. I believe head cheese uses some other filler in it.
Mm-hmm. But the juice from head cheese or souse meat mixed with cornmeal, and then it's sometimes made into a kind of loaf, and then that's sliced and fried.
I don't know what
Scrabble is what I'm thinking about.
Scrabble. Now, I've eaten that, but I guess I've forgotten who made it. I never did make any, and I don't think we made it when I was growing up.
Did anybody make anything with liver? Grinding up liver and making